97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
Hey, good morning to you. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show live from downtown Eureka here on South Central, just across the street from Chicken Ellie's restaurant, where they have already provided some fantastic breakfast sandwiches for us this morning.
Yum.
So we can brag a little bit. Kim was talking earlier during her segment, and they delivered the sandwiches, and suddenly I was completely distracted. I'm so sorry.
We're like, stay focused, stay focused, stay focused. Don't tear the food.
Smell the bacon and the cheese, and it was just absolutely delicious. So we're down here today. Not only is it 9/11, but we are celebrating the Focus Marine Foundation, of course, which gives back to our veterans. And anything we can do to help them, we love to do. So I hope you can swing by. We are in downtown Eureka here on South Central. You can't miss us because the road is actually blocked off. You're going to have to park on one end of the street or the other and then hike up here and say hello, please, at some point during the show. We'd love to see you this morning. All of the talk, of course, has been focused on the debate last night. Everybody's reaction to it. I mean, I put out a Twitter poll early this morning, and not quite sure what the reaction might be to that, but it has been tremendous. And so far, it was a simple question. Who do you think won the debate? Very unscientific, obviously. And we've had a lot of, we've still got 2.5 hours left. You can still vote. Just go to the Mark Cox 971 on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it. And to date, I've got Trump at 53%, Harris at 30%, and ABC News at 17%. So what do you think?
Well, I just, to me, it was tighter than that. I wish I could have walked away from that last night saying Trump was the clear winner, but I just don't feel that way.
Well, but between Harris and ABC, that's 47 to 53.
Well, but so. You have to remember, Kamala Harris and ABC were on the same team.
It sure seemed like it, didn't it? It definitely seemed like that to all of us who were there watching it at the debate watch party at Dave and Buster's last night. Thanks to all of you who showed up for that. It was a packed house and a lot of great times talking to people about what's going on in the world and oohs and ahs and boos and cheers during the debate. I mean, it was fun.
When he said something along the lines of, "Hold, I'm talking right now." That got a big applause.
Well, I mean, she was, although her mic was clipped part of the time, she did interrupt him a few times. I mean, there was no doubt about that. And her facial expressions, he's staring straight ahead. She's, laughing and making all these facial expressions on the other side. I'm sure some of that was intentional to try to get under his skin, and he just ignored her.
I like how she walked up at the beginning of the debate as they're going up to the podium, and she shakes his hand and says, "Kamala Harris."
Yeah. It was, I'm sure, coached to do that, to kind of be on the offensive, right, instead of him getting a chance to come over to where she was.
I felt like it was a power move that he stayed at the podium.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I think so. Ethan, let's go to cut eight. One of, I thought, Trump's stronger points last night on illegal immigration.
You look at Aurora in Colorado. They are taking over the towns. They're taking over buildings. They're going in violently. These are the people that she and Biden led into our country, and they're destroying our country. They're dangerous. They're at the highest level of criminality, and we have to get them out. We have to get them out fast.
Yeah, everyone is aware of that. And, I mean, Kamala Harris didn't have a good answer for it. I don't know if he distracted people or not when he brought up the pet story. It has been trending on Twitter this morning. One of my favorite memes was a picture of a cat with a MAGA hat on and an AR-15.
But how odd was it that Trump makes that comment, which is funny because you and I discussed this the other day, but then Muir has to correct him.
Yeah, it's right. And there wasn't nearly enough fact checking on the other side. Right now, I want to get to our guest. Tommy Pickett is joining us with the RNC Strategic Communications Director. And Tommy, thank you for giving me some time this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So let's get your immediate reaction to the debate last night.
Well, I thought President Trump was the clear winner, and I think it's because of the contrast he was able to put forward. And you just mentioned one area that Kamala Harris didn't answer. I think two more areas she didn't answer, which I think were the main takeaways, were, one, for all of her promises that she's made, why hasn't she done it for the last 3.5 years? And the second is, if you actually look at her record, she's done the opposite of what she's promising. She was asked a pretty direct question early on in the debate. Can you say people are better off economically than they were 4 years ago? And she didn't answer the question. She didn't say yes, even though she's been the main architect of this inflationary spending. She was the tie-breaking vote. And she can't say yes to whether or not people are better off. And I think ultimately that's what this election comes down to. And I think that's what the debate came down to, that she can't defend her record and she can't explain for all of her promises why she hasn't done it the last 3.5 years.
I feel like Kamala did a little bit better than I was, quite frankly, hoping or anticipated leading up to yesterday. There were a couple instances I noticed where she baited him, and I even felt like the moderators baited Trump at times. And I hate to say it, but I think he kind of fed right into it. What do you think?
Well, President Trump is a fighter, and I think he showed that yesterday. He showed that by basically taking on the moderators and Kamala Harris, a debate that was 3-1. And I still think that he came out ahead because he came out fighting. He came out with that vision. He laid out his plan, for example, to cut taxes for working Americans, to secure the border. He accurately described how under his administration we had peace through strength, and under Kamala Harris we're on the brink of World War III. He explained how he'd get back to that peace through strength philosophy, that goal which he had under his administration we desperately need back. So he's a fighter. He showed that yesterday, and I think the bias of the moderators came through clear as day, and the American people are smart. They see that bias. They see it was 3-1. And I think they're going to appreciate that President Trump was fighting for what he believed in, fighting to get his message out there.
Yeah. Tommy Pickett with us from the RNC. I'm glad you brought up the moderator issue. Again, they repeatedly, particularly David Muir, would stop Donald Trump and try to correct him if he thought he said something that was an error. I don't remember them doing that with Vice President Harris. I don't even, in my memory, remember them doing it once, particularly when she said flat-out lies about the fact that police officers were killed on January 6th. Some of the other lies she spewed, where was ABC on that? They just didn't call her out on it.
Yeah, we went back and checked, and there wasn't a single time that they actually fact-checked Kamala Harris. And there were flat-out lies she was saying, like you said, when she said that President Trump wants to ban IVF. That's not true. She said that President Trump wants to sign a national abortion ban. That's not true. She said that President Trump's agenda is Project 2025. That's not true. You can see President Trump's real agenda on his website. It's not a secret. He talks about it continually. The Democrats know they can't run on the truth, so they're lying about things. They know they can't run against President Trump's agenda, so they're lying about it. And they know they can't run on their own agenda, so they're also lying about that. And some of the other things that the moderator said were also flat out wrong, for example, on crime. Trying to fact check Donald Trump on crime. Well, Donald Trump was exactly right. Much of the data that Kamala Harris is citing does not include major cities like New York, yeah, like New Orleans, yeah, like San Francisco. So President Trump was exactly right. So they tried to fact check him on that, and they were wrong. So not only was there that bias of not fact checking Kamala Harris on clear lies she was saying, there also were times that they were just wrong about what they were saying.
The Harris campaign has already come out and said that they'd be open to a debate in October. Trump really wouldn't say one way or the other if he would agree to that. What do you think? Would that be wise for him to go ahead and debate her again?
Well, I'm going to take my cues from President Trump on that one. But I think ultimately President Trump challenged Kamala Harris to 3 debates, and Kamala Harris did not accept those other debates. Kamala Harris refused to do a debate on Fox News because she was afraid to. And I think, as President Trump said yesterday, the reason why they want another debate is I think they understand that they did not get across what they needed to get across. They understand that they did not make a compelling case to the American people. They understand that ultimately they didn't defend her record or explain why she didn't fulfill any of the things that she's saying in the last 3.5 years that she's been in office. So I think President Trump was spot on to say the reason why they want that additional debate is because they know that they didn't win this one.
Yeah, interesting. Tommy Pickett, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
Yep, absolutely. RNC, a strategic comms director there, with his explanation of what he thinks happened in the debate last night. I warned people about the fact that you would see a more polished Kamala Harris. If you are among the crowd this morning that somehow has some new concern over this election because of her performance last night, I don't think it moved the needle for the people in the middle of the road, because she came up with no new policy.
But she spoke to the emotion of people. And I think, to say it, but there's so many voters who were uneducated. They don't even care about the policies. They don't know what policies they even support. They want somebody who they could go get a drink with, or who they think would be fun to hang out with. And I noticed how many times Kamala Harris would speak directly to the people listening. Your family, you, and those facial expressions she had. I think that was very intentional, and I think that work to her benefit.
Boy, I hope you're wrong.
I hope I'm wrong, too.
All right. We're going to get to a quick break here. We're going to be back live in downtown Eureka. We got a check of business for you coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk to the Eureka chief of police here. The city marshal, Mike Wiegand, is going to join us in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.